Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Nick had a couple shows this past weekend. Where were you Friday night, Nick?
Yes, I was at Nebraska Brewing Company on Friday and then Dunlap, Iowa on Saturday.
Somebody messaged me or somewhere on the social media said, "Oh my God, he did Broken Wings. Did you do it both places?"
Yes.
Oh, okay, got it.
And in Dunlap, there wasn't a mic stand, so I had to hold the mic. That was different.
Oh.
Because they do like to, like, you know, take my hands, both hands, and lift them up
bit.
Real high.
Oh, yeah. All right, a little different take on it.
It was.
Broken Wings. Also, by the way, Nick does jokes in case you want to go see him in Hutch. And coming up at in Wichita, also coming up. Where are those dates?
Yeah, Friday, October 1st at Barleycorn's in Wichita, and Friday, October 22nd at the Red Shed in Hutchinson.
Out of Hutchinson, Kansas, the Hutch.
And then this Friday, I'll be at Erling, Iowa, at the Farmhand Brewing Company.
The Farmhand Brewing Company? Cool.
Yes.
Right. Good crowds?
Yes, they were.
All right, good.
Yeah, I met a dude in Dunlap, a lot of listeners in Dunlap, and one dude said his mom, unfortunately, passed away earlier this year, but he said his mom listened every day, 98 years old.
That's our.
Was this guy 75?
That's our demo.
He was an older dude.
Yeah. All right. That's our 98-year-old woman?
Yeah.
I got some audio of that. No, I'm not going to do that. That's the joke. Hey, if she listens, she loved that joke.
Oh, yeah.
If she loved that joke. She goes, "That's me getting up." You know, she was thinking that. That's exactly how I sound. I don't have the 40-year-old hymen in here. Damn it. Yeah. Still working on some bugs. I was listening to Casey Kasem on the road yesterday, driving up from Lawrence.
What year was he counting down?
1972. But he was referencing a guy had a record out in the 60s. I didn't know this. I thought I heard this one. His name was Dick Hyman. That was his name, Dick Hyman. Google Dick Hyman and tell me who he was. Because this is Casey Kasem talking in 1972 about a guy named Dick Hyman, and I kept going, "Dick Hyman." His writer's sleeping. I'll push. I'm sorry. Your mic's not on. Hang on.
The way that I think that it should be spelled?
It's Dick Hyman. Oh, I didn't ask Casey Kasem how he spelled Hyman, but it's pronounced Hyman. That's all that matters. Who's Dick Hyman?
He's still with us.
Oh, really? What is he? Who is
American
he?
American jazz pianist and composer.
Dick Hyman.
And it's H-Y-M-A-N. I thought it was an E, but...
It's pronounced Hyman.
Yeah, it's Dick Hyman.
Yeah. So Dick's a pianist.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you spell the Hyman that we're thinking of? With an E?
Yeah, I believe so.
With a pop.
You know, there's a whole generation of people now who are going to grow up thinking Wink Martindale is the defensive coordinator.
I know.
Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Right.
Which is real.
And a lot of people won't know
he's
who the hell he is.
He's like Don.
Well, his last name's Martindale. That's why they call him Wink, because the broadcaster,
the old
Wink Martindale.
Talk show host. Right. Or no, I guess he was a game show host.
So Nick was 0-2 this weekend with his teams. How'd your Hogs do?
The Hogs got a win.
Yes, who'd they beat?
Georgia Southern or something?
Hey, a W's a W.
That's
Nick.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah,
moral victory. Was a moral victory and a real victory at the same time.
A real victory is what matters, right?
Yeah.
Have they been beaten?
No.
Are they undefeated?
The undefeated Hogs.
And where are they ranked now?
Are they ranked?
They were up to 20.
Oh, check
20, 24.
If the Hogs are ranked, there must be something wrong in the universe. Good for you.
Yeah, what are these rankings?
Well, your teams are good. My team's ranked 6 right now.
Oh. Yeah.
My team's probably out of it now.
Yeah, probably.
But they were at 19.
Yeah, the AP came out last night
before.
Yeah, ASU was out.
I was five.
That would be the number 16 Arkansas Razorbacks.
All right.
Razorbacks, yeah.
That's a moral victory right there.
Playing this weekend, the number 7 Texas A&M Aggies. So that O might turn into a 1.
Oh. Yeah. See if we can still stay in the top 25 after that loss.
You might win, man.
If we cover the spread, at least that's a moral victory for the fans.
No, it means nothing.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a loss.
I don't like that the word victory is even in that.
I know. I know.
It's about a loss.
It is a loss.
The word victory might be in this. We got some audio from the Vikings radio.
Have you heard this yet, Don?
No.
Hang on a second. You're going to love it. Go ahead, Craig.
This is the end this is the end of the ball game.
The kick.
The end of the ball game.
Listen closely.
With the Minnesota Vikings going to win the game with a field goal.
High snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone! No, he missed it.
Good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my heavens. He missed it right. What a gut punch to a team.
Well,
that play after play toward the end.
Hold it. Go back and do the beginning again.
Missed it by like a foot.
Whatever. What do you mean? He missed it. They're there. Well, I realize the angles are weird. I get it. Angles are weird. I thought I saw a field goal go through at a high school game the other night, and that was totally wrong. The angles are weird.
But they're probably looking.
But he's got a spotter.
Watch the refs.
They got spotters,
yeah,
and they got
the
refs.
Watch the refs.
Right.
I assume you have a screen in front of you, too.
Once again.
But, and if you see the video, he's going, good, before the refs do anything.
Right. But then somebody else.
Wait for the call.
But then somebody else has to tell him, no, dumbass. No, Homer. We lost.
Yeah, it was the color analyst.
Do it again.
We lost.
Do it just for Todd.
High snap. Put down. Joseph, come on. It is gone. No, he missed it.
Good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my heavens. Oh, my.
Son of a bitch.
What a gut punch to a team.
You stupid son of a bitch!
Play after play.
Who's that guy?
Toward the end.
Third guy.
It's way back. Missed it by like a foot. And just, oh my God. High snap.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, just put that on a loop the rest of the morning, Craig.
No, as soon as I saw they were at the 20-yard line, and that's basically an extra point, and he missed one earlier in the game. I knew he was going to miss it.
Yeah.
I just knew the Vikings kickers are cursed.
Or bad.
Maybe if their coach gave him some love every now and again. He's notorious for hating. He doesn't learn kickers' names. He just calls them kicker.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
They're important to scoring points. You got to be nice to your kicker.
And they're generally head cases.
Right.
You got to be nice to them.
Now, I didn't
have those dudes.
I didn't watch the moral victory because I was on the road. But what did your Husker kicker miss a couple more in? What do you do?
Yes.
We got one blocked, but that wasn't his fault.
The extra point was blocked.
Yeah, but that's a line's fault. That's a line's fault.
Was it one field goal and one extra point he missed, and then the one was blocked?
I think it was two field goals.
Yeah, the one was blocked. The guy runs back. If he doesn't kick that low, did he kick it too low?
It wasn't a long kick. It didn't need to go low.
That means if the line blocked it, that's on the line. You know, and they did a good job there.
I think there's lots going on.
All right.
The first offensive series they had started with two false starts in a row.
You know, it's funny. I did have it on the radio for about maybe a half hour heading into Lawrence, and I got a call on my satellite radio, which was a ESPN, so no homers.
Mm-hmm.
And I like no homer radio call. It's very rare you find them. It's usually a national game.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times if you do the NFL on your satellite radio, it's the homer call.
Right.
And I get why there are homer calls in radio and pros in college. I get it. You're paying those guys. Some are worse than others, but they're homers. They got to be. To a point. But when it's two guys that aren't homers, you know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know. You don't hear that.
It's an accurate picture
you don't hear
of the game.
No! It's good! Oh, it's not.
And that guy's that play-by-play guy, I forget his name, but he's been working for the Vikings for like 40 years, hasn't he?
It's Paul Allen.
I mean, he's a veteran. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He knows better than that.
Than to get caught up in the moment with that team.
He was even trying to will it in. Come on!
I know, come on!
The kick is up, come on!
Give us another chance! Get it back.
There was plenty of purple in that stadium yesterday, though.
They travel. Well, teams like being down there.
Yeah.
I noticed that. When I was there, when I saw the Steelers down there, of course, they travel a lot, but there was a lot of purple. Yeah, half the stadium was Steeler fans when I was there, at least.
Were you driving during the Steelers game?
No, I made it home in time for that. Nice. Which I wouldn't have. I would have stayed in Lawrence a little longer for that game. Screw the Raiders. And what is up with that dude's haircut? I saw him making fun of his haircut last week. Carr's haircut.
Who? Oh.
Yeah, what is that? It's like a bushy, balding. I don't know what it is.
I haven't seen it. I think he's more Neanderthal looking because like his skull goes really far like over his eye cavities. Yeah.
He's got a protruding forehead.
Yeah. Screw the Raiders. And you too, Luke. We didn't have four defensive studs playing yesterday, so screw you. Although they didn't show up. You guys play tonight, right, Craig?
That's right.
Good luck to your Packers.
You don't mean that.
No.
Not even in the least.
Not one bit do I mean that, no. I can't lie to you.
Well, the Saints got beat up on yesterday.
Who did get lose to?
Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they came out and made Jameis Winston look like Jameis Winston, like the Packers should have done. Yeah.
Man, that hurts.
Yeah, I know.
And they made Sam Darnold look good?
Yeah, Sam Darnold had a good game. Yeah. You know, Aaron Rodgers couldn't do against him.
You know who else lost this weekend? Illinois. That win, that loss is looking worse and
worse. I don't
know.
I think they're pretty good.
You think they're good?
Yeah.
You think they're good? Okay.
Well, they've got to be.
All right, what else is going on?
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, let's see. I've heard a little bit about this, but certainly not from anyone I know. New research is showing a rise in uncontrollable vomiting.
Oh, I saw this too, and I was going to ask you guys, but you would have told me if you're puking all the time smoking weed.
I wouldn't be smoking weed.
I know, not all the time. If you puke once, you'd be like an alcoholic. We puke once in a while,
but this is not.
But if you're smoking, if you're puking all the time from a drug you love, you're probably going to not do your drug anymore.
I wouldn't do anything that led to puking all the time.
No, thank you.
This has been going on since like 2013.
Yeah, this article or this. I saw this article too, Craig. What's the detail?
No, cases of the repetitive vomiting have been reported for almost a decade.
Is it bad
now.
Weed or newbies or what?
I think it's newbies who are not used to the powerful strain.
Oh, it's the powerful stuff.
Of the THC we have now.
Yeah.
Pussies. Or with some people, it's not necessarily a new thing. You can grow into this, from what I understand. It just happens to some people.
Well, you know, that is kind of weird because I've never really been a constant weed guy at all. In fact, I would go years without smoking any weed. But when the new stuff coming around, I've done some edibles. I smoked some strong stuff over the past 5-6 years. And, I handled it.
A third of them, apparently, are young, like 25 or younger. Yeah.
For some people, taking a hot shower helps.
Yeah, I just puke everywhere in the shower.
Right. That's the thing.
That's a problem.
Right. I feel badly for those people. I've never experienced that.
According to Dr. Sam Wang.
But maybe it's because, I started out smoking not that good a weed.
There was one time in high school I was so high in the back seat of my friend's car that they pulled up into Burger King. And I love Burger King, but they're like, we're at Burger King. And I thought about a Whopper and just puked everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I would think the spins can make you get sick too, Todd.
Just been a single overdose.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, if that would have happened every time, my friends would have let me in their cars. That would have stopped.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now you suck. You're going to clean that up, you son of a bitch. So,
and we all know that part of the trouble with this throwing up on the weed is that in some cases, like, you know, with people, cancer patients undergoing chemotherapy,
right,
they use weed for relieving nausea and vomiting.
Yeah.
Right. Now then, we're not saying it causes nausea and vomiting in everyone, but there is a small subset of people for whom this is happening. Uncontrollable vomiting from marijuana use or cannabis hyperemesis syndrome.
Now, this wasn't a problem 20 years ago.
Well, it may have been. We just didn't know about it. Or you guys maybe it has to do with the higher potency.
No. Yeah. You were in the car with Nick at the Burger King.
Dr. Sam Wang with Children's Hospital, Colorado.
Oh, we'll talk about Wang here in a second.
Says this is not a rare problem either.
Right.
Did you eat the Whopper either way?
I think I just stayed in the car.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, I couldn't have gone inside.
Are you with me, Dr. Wang, Craig?
Dr. Sam Wang says it's become common practice to ask about cannabis use when adolescents come in seeking treatment for intestinal distress.
Wang. Yeah.
There was once my friends, like, we were in line at a Burger King, and my buddy Justin, it was like his turn to order, and he's just like headbanging to whatever music's playing, and we're like, dude, it's your turn, get up there. And he just turns around to us and goes real loud, "Don't say anything about the weed." What are you talking about? We're just here for cheeseburgers.
Well, at least he was still able to look at the menu and make a decision.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, he's like, what do I get? Okay. We're like, you like the two cheeseburger meal. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
At no point here, though, I'm reading this study, does Dr. Wang say it kills kids?
No, it does not.
That's not a complete study then. Right.
But the Ricketts gang hooks up on stories like this. Kids will be uncontrollably vomiting everywhere if legalized weed is happening. Because they don't puke on alcohol at all, huh? Do they?
No.
College kids don't puke on alcohol.
They don't even get their hands on alcohol.
No,
it's illegal for them. They're not 21.
Right, they're not even getting any.
Right. My daughter told me there's a place. I don't know the name, so I'm not gonna say it anyway. But surprise, they're at a restaurant somewhere in her college town that they just go, "Hey, you're 21," and you just say yes. I said, in this day and age.
Wow.
In this day and age, they just say yes?
Yeah.
That's risky. Wow.
And it was a restaurant, too. I'm not going to, I'm going to go there, but.
Naturally.
I'm 21.
So you can finally drink?
No, I can drink with her. She goes, "You're 21. You just have to say yes." I said, now that happened when I was that age.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is this?
Not now.
What is this, the old man at the convenience store in Dazed and Confused?
And it's not a backwoods bar. It's not a backwoods bar. It's just a restaurant.
Just take your word for it.
That's what she said.
Yeah, that's risky.
Yeah.
For the restaurant.
Oh, it totally is. Yeah. That's a lot of liability.
Yeah. But, take advantage of that while you can.
Oh, yeah, she knows.
Yeah. She got the fake ID yet? You got to get the fake ID.
She's not really a big drinker. She'll have a couple glasses of wine, but she, like most teenagers, they explore the alcohol. Yeah,
but they make the fake IDs really good now. But they're also really good at detecting fake IDs.
And you're still busted with those, right? You still get
I think so.
You get in trouble, right, for having one?
I don't know. You get charged with something.
I just go to that same place.
Could.
I would just go drink with college kids somewhere else. I get at the dorm or whatever, or I would just go to that restaurant where they say, "Are you 21? You just say yes.
Yeah.
Did you crash a college party this weekend?
No, I did not.
Didn't go back to the sorority?
I did not.
And hang out?
I did go to the sorority. I'll continue to love this story.
For the pillow fight?
It was, it was, she didn't live there yet, but she did join a sorority, so it's family weekend. So we literally, my wife had to leave earlier. My son had football practice Saturday morning, so we got that about the last half hour. So they said we're having a tailgate at the for the football game at the sorority. I'm thinking, cool, tailgate. So my son and I get down there, and we go in our sorority, and it's a typical big-looking house. It's pretty cool. And we go down the basement where the kitchen is, and everybody's having hot dogs and burgers. And I see a guy in the corner with a Solo cup. So I go to my daughter. I say, "Hey, where's the beer?" She goes, "There's no beer. It's a sorority." I said,
"What?"
I said, I'm sure my face is like sad.
What?
I raced down here. I can't have a beer.
Confused puppy dog.
And I forgot that people are really not, you're not supposed to have
beer.
Yeah,
you probably get your charter revoked for that stuff.
And I'm expecting them just to hand dads beers everywhere.
Well, I thought that's why you joined something like that.
Well, fraternity might be a little different.
Aren't D-Day and Otter getting a keg? What? Where?
Exactly.
Why are we here?
Yeah, exactly. Wasn't a fraternity, it was a sorority. That's why.
Oh, different attitude, yeah. Apparently.
Yeah.
Partying might not be the priority.
It's not, apparently.
Well, tailgate with no beer.
The word tailgate doesn't count unless there's beer.
Yeah.
There was plenty of Coke Zero, I'm sure.
Yeah, no.
At the sorority.
No. We didn't stay that long. We didn't hang there long.
Gotta go.
I wanted a beer.
Well, they got him inside the stadium.
They do have him inside the stadium. That was cool.
That's not right.
That was great.
Yeah. Doesn't sound right, does it?
No.
Something is a little off about that.
Adult people having a beverage at a football game? No, that's not fair at all.
About the sanctity of the stadium.
Right.
Yeah, they do it at professional football games.
Yeah. And most, a lot of colleges have beer now.
Are there guys walking up and down the aisle?
No, there wasn't that. You had to walk back.
You got
to
go fetch it yourself.
Which is fine.
And then you can convince yourself you're getting some exercise before you get your beer and your nachos.
Yeah.
Makes you feel better about it.
It really was 14 steps this time.
Somebody asked me how much it cost. I still don't know what I paid for that beer.
Too much.
Yeah.
But that's the deal.
Yeah.
5 to 10.
All you do is stick your credit card in those machines anymore. You don't even think about what
I bet that
what you don't think about what stuff costs anymore. When you just put your credit card in the machine.
It's like it's all pretend.
I mean, if somebody said that's 3 beers or 2 beers and that's $18, you have to hand a guy $20 and you see that go away. You go bloop, you know?
Yeah. I bet you that's a 16-ounce aluminum bottle. That's
you
probably,
saw the picture,
probably
yeah.
$7, $8.
That probably was, yeah.
Yeah.
And Nashville Airport police confirm a man was arrested and charged with possession with the intent to distribute the marijuana after 50 pounds of the marijuana turned up in his suitcase. Security video shows Shardrick Brown checking the 2 bags at the American Airlines ticket counter in Nashville.
How many names are getting Shardrick anymore?
At least he knew the rules.
A search found 49 vacuum seal bags of weed weighing about 51 pounds.
Whoa.
He's trying to put on the airplane.
See, it was over 50 pounds.
Over the limit.
That was his problem.
Why would you even be close?
If it was 50 pounds, they probably wouldn't.
They wouldn't open that thing up.
Or 49, they wouldn't have looked.
They didn't give him an opportunity.
Well, they're going to open it up because how often has your stuff been opened up in the.
No, you put it up on the thing. If it weighs over 50, they'll tell you to move it around.
They check it all the time. I always get a little, like in my golf bag carrier, I always get a little note from TSA.
I don't.
We've been here.
Not lately.
You'd think they'd give him the opportunity to open up that bag and shift some of that weed over to another bag. You know, sir, this is too much. It weighs too much.
You'd have to move a pound over there.
You're an idiot.
Could you move a couple of those vacuum-packed bags of weed over to your carry-on?
I had to do that a couple of times. We flew back on vacation, and Becky had a bunch of shells and some sand. I don't know what was happening. We had to move a bunch of crap over to one to make them both under 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Right.
Somebody posted the other day on Twitter.
Put the weed in my backpack.
What? I saw a photo, and it was brilliant. The guy had put his bag up on the scale there to check it.
Right.
And he left the end of the bag hanging off towards him, and he just stuck his foot right up under the end of the bag.
I saw that. So he was lifting it up off the scale.
So he was lifting it up off the scale just enough.
Huh. And somebody showed the video.
It was a picture. It was just a picture on Twitter, but the guy had his foot propped up under the end of the bag to make sure it wasn't over 50 pounds.
Man. Yeah, saved himself $20.
Yeah.
Well, this guy sounds like he had nothing but weed in his suitcase. You got to put something else in there, too. At least to cover it up with a T-shirt or something.
Yeah, given weed. They would have been overweight.
Yeah.
Giving weed guy's a bad name, you guys. Man.
At least he wasn't puking everywhere.
Yeah. I'm back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.